Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we are exploring a prescription from May 5th, 2017. Nurture your joy and watch your body and spirit come alive. This month's theme is the joy of imperfection. And I suspect we can all agree that families are imperfect. They don't fulfill us or even bring us joy necessarily in the ways we hope. But they can fulfill us in unexpected ways, and sometimes even in joy. For example, my father could be a very serious man when it came to matters of religion. He was a deeply spiritual man, strict and devout when it came to his religious practice. I found that to be very difficult as a woman trying to practice within a religious framework that was highly structured and formed by men. However, my father was also the one who loved to play. He and my mother, actually, were delighted to be chaperones for our teenage events at the church. This included our bicycle outings, picnics, swimming parties, everything. And my dad wasn't just there watching over us. He got in on the fun. I have such wonderful memories of my dad laughing and enjoying life with me and my friends. With him, I learned the meaning of feeling joyful. That is a gift that has stayed with me all my life. When you nurture joy in your life, you know how it is. Your entire being comes alive. And it's the simplest things that spark and nurture our joy. Kind words, a smile, something to laugh about, reading a great book, enjoying your favorite food, seeing someone else feeling delight, watching little children play, and on and on. When you nurture your joy, it becomes satisfying for you and fulfilling, and it becomes infectious to others as well. Maybe not everyone, but your joy certainly affects those who are open to it. Nurturing joy in your own life is worth it for your sake, and possibly for loved ones and friends who get in on some of your joy. As you prepare for the holding meditation, I invite you to ask yourself, in what ways was joy sparked in your life, in your childhood? And how could you bring that joy back into your life right now? You know, those unexpected moments of joy, those are the great moments that are delightful to remind ourselves about and welcome our spirits to embody and embrace right now. In our next holding meditation, bring something that has the ability to spark joy in your life, and we'll take it into the holding meditation. There, we will nurture it by being present to it and loving it so that it can expand in our lives. And isn't that one of the great qualities that most of us want to experience more of? Joy. I'll see you at the holding meditation.